power anywhere to let your personality shine on this field. Dominate! Dominate! Dominate!
In trouble, this time they get him at Pernell McPhee.
Man, let's wake up! Let's wake up! Wake up!
Not everyone's a born leader.
Mm-hmm.
I think you are. You were in Baltimore where you didn't have the loudest voice in the room, certainly. That's a team full of big voices. Do you love being that guy now?
It's more of me being more a grown man to myself and knowing who I am. And so when guys see me, I do it more professionally.
Don't be scared to be great. Don't be scared to make a play. We playing like we just hit a play. Play like we want to dominate, dog.
It's more about leading by example. So when I go to practice, go hard and, you know, and study. And when I see guys, talk to them one-on-one.
Y'all playing so fast, so y'all missing. Slow down the game. Remember what you said, bro? I'm missing that. Slow it down. Watch what you hit. See what you hit.
And you brought in some Pernell McPhee-type guys. That's the beauty. Danny Trevathan's a Pernell McPhee-type guy,
yes.
Right? No question. Phoenix is a Pernell McPhee-type guy. Jarrell Freeman, he's a Pernell McPhee-type guy.
No, sir.
Floyd's got it in him, too. I think people will be surprised how nasty he can get when put in a corner. Let's not forget Willie, either. That's a silent killer right there.
Everybody who you just named is dogs. Dogs. Only thing they care about is winning and defeating their opponent.
So that pack mentality is really what's going to carry this team in years to come. And you were on a winning team for 4 years. Mm-hmm. You were 40-24, if my math's right, with them. Is it difficult to have patience for someone who's experienced the very best?
It's very difficult. So, you know, right now it's like my season and this season just started.
Yeah.
It ain't no time to feel sorry. It's time for, hey, man, wake up. Let's attack everything, practice, meetings, you know, games. And you know, you just got to create that mentality throughout the whole room and throughout the whole building. And once we get that mentality, it's like sky's the limit.
All this is real. Like, this is Pernell McPhee to a T.
I tell people straight up, I will, I am, and I believe. I got a vision, and my vision is no one will stop me no matter what. And, you know, and the only reason why I got that vision and my belief so strong because I believe in the man above. And I done found a new thing to this game where just take care of yourself, man. You got 6 months, football your life, man.
Had you not done that your whole career?
Nah.
That's the reality, huh?
That's the reality of it. But, you know.
What was the wake-up call then?
The injury, basically.
Yeah. The knee. Were you surprised at how long it took for you to come back?
It was Job's all over again.
Patience indeed.
Yeah, it was Job's. And, you know, sometimes you can't fight the battle by yourself. You know what I'm saying? And I went through it. And, you know, I'm just blessed, man. I'm healed. I'm healthy.
How hard was it to be Pernell McPhee on the sideline? When I say that, the emotion, the intensity.
There was a lot of guys looking at me like, we need you. So, you know, I just told him to be patient and be patient and I'll be back, and now I'm back.
We're here. We're here.
We're here.